From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. President Trump's modified forecast map for Hurricane Dorian continues to send ripples through the weather community this week. Yesterday, the Washington Post reported that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's chief scientist called for an investigation into an unsigned press release from his agency defending the president and contradicting meteorologists. The New York Times reports that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross threatened to fire top officials at the Weather Service. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich has details.
In the world of hurricane forecasting, details matter, and credibility is everything. So when the president presented an altered hurricane map last week to bolster his claim that Alabama had been threatened by Dorian, hurricane forecasters were stunned. At the time, Dorian was moving up the Florida coast about 100 miles northeast of Daytona after decimating the Abaco Islands.
When they try to discredit the National Weather Service, it kind of sows this distrust in people, which is not a safe thing, especially when the National Weather Service was right in the first place.
Brian McNulty is a hurricane researcher at the University of Miami's Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science.
And then you have people that would hear about this whole sequence of events, be like, oh, maybe we shouldn't trust the Weather Service.
Max Mayfield is the former director of the National Hurricane Center. In an email, he said NOAA's press release threw its own weather forecasters under the bus. How another graphic from the South Florida Water Management District wound up at the White House remains unclear. NOAA officials did not respond to a request for an interview. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.